reading you loud and clear. Clear. The clock has started.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Now tuned in to this week's episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallest Cast podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I'm your host, Just Nate. This week on the phone, I've got Joe and Shauna Preet from Elite Media Group, EMG. Welcome, Joe and Shauna.
Hey, Nate. Thanks for having us on your podcast.
Hi, Nate.
How are you two today?
We're fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. It's a great day. A little warm outside today, but it's a nice day.
We're lucky here in Colorado.
Yeah. Colorado Springs is lovely. 81 degrees. I'll take it.
Hey, there you go. So go ahead, Shauna.
I just wanted to say that you have a great voice.
Oh, gee. Thank you. So you guys, Joe, you actually stated you guys are located in Colorado Springs, correct?
Yeah, we actually are. We're pretty much in the center of Colorado Springs. We have a basically, if you want to call it a home studio, but it's really a separate studio attached to our house that we've been working out with for about 10 years. And we've been here in Colorado Springs for about 20 years.
Since 03.
Yeah.
So you guys own the company together, right?
Yes.
That's right.
Married?
Yeah. I basically, you know, the engineering talent, if you will, behind it. And Sean is pretty much the artistic talent behind our enterprise.
That's, hey, you need both, I think, right?
Yes, it helps, especially in this business.
So
it's hard to do it all by yourself.
Yeah, I mean, especially since the stuff we do is so subjective. I mean, it's like, you know, one person's this is great is another person's this is not great. So it can be difficult.
It's art what we do, but at the same time
it's still a business, and there still has to be a beginning, middle, and end, and payment and stuff like that. So
okay, well, so EMG is really a video branding company, right? That you got, where you build a brand by incorporating your style and aesthetic to create dynamic videos you can use for websites, ad campaigns, social media, important events and presentations in large venues. I pulled that from your website. So talk to me about that, Shauna. Let me know about it.
Wow. Well, we can do just about everything. And over the last 25 years, you know, our experience is vast. We have worked from professionals of all walks of life and of most industries. And we just really bring heart to our work. And we love what we do. And we love taking a concept just from nothing or just scratch and turn it into something beautiful that people are really happy to share with their audience or their clients. So we love what we do.
Yeah, it's messaging with heart. You know, we've always, or in the past, we pitched ourselves as a video production company, and we kind of were, and that's what people knew what that was. We go out, or somebody goes out and shoots video, we bring it back and we edit it and we give them a final product based on their specifications. Well, that's kind of not what we really do anymore. What we do is people say, hey, we want a video, we want an identity, and we put all of that together. We're much more like a full service marketing firm that uses video as our specialty, as opposed to just being a video production house.
And we bring advertising creative services to that table without stepping on any advertising agencies out there. We
to the best of our ability.
We like to think of ourselves as independent in the creative realm, in that if you have a concept, we can come up with a whole campaign for you and integrate that into your video and your media products.
Okay, so what are your standard products? I mean, you guys have like 30-second ads. Those are probably used for Instagram posts and stuff like that, or kind of. Right. I'm not you know, fully up to speed on all the media, so kind of walk me through the standard products.
Let me do that, Nate. Okay. So here's what it is. You know, as you said, these days, I mean, back in the day, it was all broadcast, and broadcast was broken down into 30-second and 1-minute spots. Now no one does 1 minute, and you have 30-second spots, 15-second spots, and we've seen some stuff that's 7 and 8 seconds. So obviously we've had to shrink our messaging time down to adapt to people's new lack of concentration. Sean, did you want to say something?
Actually, the word I'm thinking of is venue. It all depends on what your venue is and who you're sharing your message with. We have a lot of experience creating media packages for conventions, large dinners, that sort of thing. We can also in arena stuff. We had a background. We've done quite a bit of work in the past with U.S. figure skating before they became independent, but we created all the in arena media videos that kept audiences entertained. So it really all depends on, you know, what your products, where your products need to be.
Oh, right. And, these days, more and more, you're going to see less things. I mean, we all have to be on the web. We all have to be, you know, on social media. So we're producing stuff as opposed in the past, it would all be, you know, 15 or even 5 minute videos that were 16:9 and meant to be presented either on a projection system at a venue or on your television or laptop. Now everybody is mobile centric. So we changed our formats quite a bit to messaging that's under 58 seconds so that it fits an Instagram, that's square so it fits on a phone that someone won't turn sideways, and with closed captioning so that we not only are ADA compliant, but people tend to not listen to their phones anymore and just look at them. So this way they get the messaging.
Right.
So that's the short end. And then the long end is the stuff Shauna was talking about, which is in arena stuff and stuff for large galas and things like that.
I was just going to say, I wanted to unpack a couple things real quick. Joe talks fast, so I want to make sure I get it right here. You mentioned something about a square video so people don't turn their phone sideways. I'm the opposite. Whenever I watch content on my phone, I have to be in landscape mode. I can't stand portrait mode for a video.
Well, hey, you know, I'm the same way. And I'm also, you know, I have a musical background. I was a musician at one point. And the thought that people aren't listening to the music and aren't listening to the dialogue just absolutely kills me. But it's a reality. And you know, we don't do what we like. We do what our customers like. So that's that, so, you know, sometimes.
But I guess I'm just trying to learn myself. So what type of app would you use that? I mean, I watch a lot of YouTube content and obviously I always flip it to the side. So what about
Instagram is typically has to be in that, you know, instead of being,
portrait mode.
Instead of being landscape,
is portrait. Yeah.
That's right. Or cinema mode is now in a 1:1 aspect ratio, which is made for it actually takes advantage of the real estate on your mobile device's screen.
Okay.
So people and what we found, you know, there's been studies and a lot of people like you and like me, you know, we turn our phones sideways, but we're a little older. So the younger people, from what I understand, are just keeping their phones upright and they will not turn them sideways. This is what I've been told. And we've adapted to that. And you're going to cut all of that. I know.
Okay, no, well, I love this. This is, you know, I consider myself young still. I've hit 40, though, so I guess I'm not as young as others. I am a consumer, put it that way. I'm a big consumer of stuff online. So, Shauna, what is SEO? On your website, you say increase your SEO. What is that?
Search engine optimization is what that is. And what
this is Joe's. I look at Joe because that's basically Joe's question.
You know, obviously people are getting a lot more traffic when they have video content on either their website or any other of their social media portal. So video is the way. There's all kinds of stats out there. I think it's something like people would prefer to watch a video 400% or 4 times more than they would actually watch, you know, read something. There's a whole bunch of other studies like that and all kinds of happy little pictures showing why people won't read anymore, but will watch television. So, or video. I'm sorry, Shauna, why don't you talk?
No, I thought you were doing great.
Oh, really?
I thought you were doing great. The whole SEO thing is that's Joe's problem.
And that's not really where we work. It's just a fact, and it's common knowledge that video is an SEO driver for things that need, you know, SEO.
I think today going into a room and, you know, standing up and giving an elevator speech of, you know, about what we do it's important to just let people know that we have a range of capabilities. We can make animated logos all the way up to, you know, full length, hour long historical documentaries.
Sure.
And a couple years ago, we learned that the social media video market was changing, and we didn't want to change. We believe in video. We believe in the quality of video, how it looks, how it's displayed, how you hear it. It's all important. Yet at the same time, adapting to the changes of the square video was important for us. And it took us, I'll be honest, Nate, it took us a year of sort of kicking and screaming like, no, we're not going to do it. We're purists. Yet at the same time, the first, I believe Bill Gates Foundation produced a video with Bill Gates in it. And Joe said, this is what we need to do. And we looked at it and said, well, it's basically a square format. The moment we started doing that, Nate, it changed everything. And from going from a purist, I will never do this, to I love this feature. I love the square video format because it looks beautiful on a phone and you don't have to turn it sideways. If you can get, if you can drop that purist part of it, because it's kind of what it is. If you can drop that and just look at, as you're scrolling on LinkedIn on your phone, right? You have your phone in your hand. It's in portrait mode. You're scrolling with your thumb. You're looking at things and a video pops up and it's square and it's beautiful. If you produce that in landscape 1920, 1080 mode, you're turning it on. You're missing so much and people won't turn their phones. So we have to meet people where they are. And that square version, it's beautiful. It's one of the best parts of my job is taking a gorgeous landscape video and turning it into square.
And that's one of the things that we do is we do offer, you know, basically we go in there and we produce a video program of whatever length. And then people, and one of the options that we offer is that you can have derivative products, one of them being an Instagram video where we've taken your video, whatever, however long it is, we've shrunk it down to that 58 seconds that it has to be to fit in Instagram. We've made it square so it looks good on Instagram. We put the closed captioning in so people can see it and it's ADA compliant. And we add that as well as your full cinema 16:9 version video that you're going to put on your website.
It's a new deliverable from
it's a new deliverable. And it also looks great when you sit there and what is it that people do all the time?
They're
on Twitter. It looks great on Twitter.
Joe, no, that does show your age there a little bit. But hey, I laugh because it's true for myself too. When I grew up, and to this day, I'm not a Twitter fan. I don't do Twitter. I've got an account, but I cannot say hashtag. It is the toughest thing for me to say. Whenever I read something, just in my own mind, I'm like, pound EMG. And people are like, what? I'm like, oh, yeah, hashtag EMG. I don't know.
The technical term for that symbol, I believe, is an octothorpe.
Yeah. Wow. Try to get people to say that. I can't even say hashtag, dude.
It's an octothorpe. That's right. And it's one of the DTMF tones in the touch symbol.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, see, there you go. See, that's why he's the engineering side, the brains of the operation.
No.
He's
not
also
the brains.
An artist, too, so that's interesting for me.
It's a great process.
Shauna, you made a comment of purist for video. So I don't know if I ever told you guys this. I'm a photographer on the side as well. And I know exactly what you're saying, because when you say purist, because when digital first came in, I 100% refused to do any type of filtration or anything on post-production. Literally, to me, the purist in me always came out of where I, even though I'd take thousands and thousands of videos every shoot I did, I never wanted to touch them afterwards. I wanted to get that one photo out of 5,000 photos that was the perfect photo without using filters. And today, even though I still use filters now, I'm still the same way. I still am. To me, part of the art is to get the capture, not just to throw anything up and then digitally reproduce everything. Because I don't care for that personally. I'm still more about the purist on the photography side. Shauna, talk to me about, see here. So you are actually the president and CEO, and Joe, I think, is vice president and COO, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So you guys have, so it looks to me, I'm looking at your guys' website. You guys have a DUNS number. You have a CAGE code.
Yes.
You got NAICS codes. What is your primary NAICS code? Is it 512110?
Let's see here.
I just see a list of them here. I wasn't sure.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we have a handful of NAICS codes that we can provide for, because video covers, you know, various industries. But we have several NAICS codes that we And what's funny, because when we sat down with PTAC, it was suggested, hey, you know, look at all the NAICS codes and find them in there and use them, even if it stretches your capabilities a little bit. And I find that where we would maybe we could provide service, I'm real comfortable with the services that we provide. And there's like a lot of guesswork with some of the, you know, as far as filter, with the filtration and getting the right jobs that might be for you. But, you know, we do fit a lot of codes because the government covers a lot of different, it covers everything. The government.
Yeah, no, exactly. And for those that are out there listening right now, you know, these NAICS codes, so that what that tells us, right, from the smalls, we're the Colorado Small Government Contractor Collaborative. We're here to help small businesses, both that do government contracting and that don't. For those that don't understand government contracting, those NAICS codes, DUNS number, CAGE number, that's all information you need to have prior to supplying anything to the United States government. I also like the fact anybody out there that's looking for a sub or that wants to team with EMG, you know, they've got everything set up on their website. They're also, correct me if I'm wrong here, Shauna, you guys are also a small business woman-owned company, right?
We are not certified yet. We're in the process of that, yet we have all the documentation to prove that. So yes.
Okay. So Shauna, as one of the artist take on the company side, talk to me. Sure. So this is a question I like to ask a lot of our guests. Tell me about your logo. I like to understand. I like to hear the logo idea. How'd you guys come up with your logo?
The logo we outsourced to a wonderful artist. So if anyone likes our logo, please contact Joe Preet and he'll put you in contact with the artist. And what's funny is that when we were working with this particular artist, she came up with several versions in which Joe put on LinkedIn for everyone to vote on. So the logo that we have now was approved by everyone out there. And it's also our favorite. I guess what I love about it, and Norman, and we create logos too, as you know, we just did the smallest logo.
There you go. And so let me tag in here real quick, give you guys a kudos here. So for anybody that's listening out there, if you look at all of the smallest logos or both of them, the one for this podcast and the one on our website, thesmalls.org, those were all created by Shauna and Joe. So thank you guys very much.
You're so very welcome. It was our honor and privilege to get to make that for you.
I was probably a pain because I'm very picky when it comes to things like that. But hey, it turned out amazing. I love it.
Logos are special, and you have to be, you know, you have to be particular. And I'm so glad that you guys love it. And it was, we were so happy to present it to you. So I'm glad you like it.
Yes, it was awesome.
So as far as our logo, what I love about it is it depicts video with the play button, yet at the same time, it reminds people of the past and also the future. And that's kind of what Joe and I bring together. You know, we're not in our 20s. we've been doing this a long time. We got into nonlinear video with an Avid Media Suite Pro. And we have the experience yet we're also able to learn and to adapt and to adjust our media to make the masses love it.
Excellent.
And we've seen that before. I mean, let me tell you what a real point of pride is for me, and it's something I like to tell. We did a lot of shows for a behavioral health company that did a yearly presentation at the Broadmoor here in town. And we'd get like between 500 and 700 people at these events. And a couple of years in a row, we'd end up doing 3 or 4 of these client stories for people with behavioral issues, as well as a funding ask. And during the times that those videos were played, you wouldn't hear a sound. You wouldn't see people checking their phones. You wouldn't see people, you know, playing with their silverware or looking up off into space.
Nobody moved. People
were rapt. And, you know, when you see people actually moved by something that you've created, it's a very powerful and wonderful feeling.
It is. It's the best feedback ever to be in the back.
They said nothing.
They said to be in the back of the room filming the audience reaction and the clapping, you know, for social media for later. And it was moving that no one made a sound and that everyone was watching it and how everyone felt afterwards was wonderful.
Because a bad video can do you more harm than good. And a good video can do an awful lot for both your internal and your external communications. It can make your staff feel like, oh, this is why we do this. And it can make people like who are out of your organization go, well, these are the people I want to bring in to help me with my problems. Video can do for you very fast.
Yeah.
And what I really like about you guys and your company is I don't get the feeling that you guys will do just what a customer wants. Because the customers, even though the old adage of the customer is always right, I do not believe that's the case when it comes to media, because they may have a great idea, but you know, the way you guys put it on your website of that, your quote of "we build your brand with video," that's huge nowadays, right? It's more than just throwing out a video, more than just throwing out a tweet. It's building your own brand of your of whatever you're doing, and to me that's important.
Us too. And that, like you said, I mean, we will not do stuff that's we turned down jobs that we could have made some money at, but they were doing things that we either didn't want to do or we couldn't do. And like you said, I mean, we offer our best counsel first, and people generally listen to it. I haven't really had anybody who said, no, we won't do that.
Well, even during the process, as you're creating and producing a product, you want to give your client exactly what they want you to do for them. At the same time, it's up to us to let them know, based on our experience, what we think is effective. And we've told clients, we've given clients advice and suggestions, and they have an idea of what they want to do. And oftentimes you just sort of have to go down that path with the client. And even though you may know that it's not going to give them what they want, most of the time clients come back and go, and they say, you were right. And it's not, yeah, I like that. You know, who doesn't like to be right? At the same time, that's not what I want. I want clients to be able to look at our work and trust us to give them what they really need and want. And part of that is just asking clients to trust us and to do what we need to do. And we do a great job. Almost all the time is almost perfect.
I can count on my hands in the last last few decades.
Yes,
I can count on one hand, on two fingers, a couple of jobs that went south through no fault of our own.
Right.
But that's it. All the rest of the time, it's either been like, wow, you hit this out of the park. We finished a job for a guy last night, and we uploaded the stuff to his digital signage, because we do digital signage stuff. I do the digital signage. He does the graphics for it. We uploaded the stuff in real time. He was so happy that he wanted to give us more money, and I just said no, and then he insisted on it. So it was a wonderful little thing.
But that's the kind of nice to have with clients, and that I love being able to over deliver and not have to suffer for it, you know what I mean? So I love to be able to over deliver and have clients say it was so much more than I thought it could be. And that's the cool part about what we do. And, you know, video is important. Audio, Nate, is just as important. And one of the things that I love to do is the sound design on all our work, all the sound effects, all the music scoring, just all the textural audio pieces that really bring something to life. And you may not even know or pay attention to that audio piece, but because you're getting the whole experience. And that's what I love about what I do, is bringing the video and the visual and the audio pieces together to create a journey. And by the time that journey's over, no matter what length you tasked us with, I want you to go, oh, I want it to keep going.
You know, I never thought about it as much until I started this podcast, right? Once I started the podcast and started doing all the post-production myself, and I'm just, you know, I'm fairly new at it. I am technical. I'm an engineer by trade. But, you know, once you start getting into, I mean, every day when I do these post-production, I'm getting into the spectral frequency displays, getting down to that level. I'm literally pulling audio off the top of other audio, and it's amazing what you can actually do. And if you have horrible audio, you know, they always say it's all about the content. But at the same time, I find myself when I'm listening to podcasts, if it's just somebody just on their cell phone or something like that and zero post-production, I find myself not enjoying the listen as much as I do with a well put together audio piece. So
I agree with you. And I think with all the media being produced every day, what's the stat every day? How many videos are being uploaded to YouTube? There's a lot. Yeah. When I peruse YouTube, there's a lot of bad audio, and it really can stretch your production in that you don't want the listener to stretch. You want them to be happily passive and to enjoy it. And the audio is just a huge piece. It really is. Don't neglect audio, audience. Don't neglect audio.
So, Joe, you made a comment during this last little segment here.
Joe left the room just for a second, so you're still with me.
Okay, well, so maybe you can talk to me about this. He made a comment about money. Do you guys, what is your business model behind this? Do you guys charge a T&M time and material? Do you guys charge by the job, depending on what the job is? Or how do you guys do that?
We charge by the hour and any expenses, travel expenses.
Okay, so essentially T&M.
We come up with a contracted set number that we negotiate with our client.
Okay, so you're kind of flexible in that way. So people on the listening in, if they want to hire you guys, they kind of have an idea.
Exactly. So, say, for example, you're a producer on your own. You just don't have the equipment and you have a project to finish. And you need to come over and have us, you know, a post-production company finish something for you. You know exactly what you want and that sort of thing. And so that's probably a good use of a client's time as far as their budget to pay for per hour. If you know specifically exactly what you want and you're producing it, that's great. If you're not doing that, if you want us to come up with to develop your concepts and to write the script, which is almost every project, you know, that takes a lot of time. And so we sort of need to come up with a good lump number to offer clients to come up with something that they're satisfied with. And so and we're satisfied with, because I will say, and Joe's not here at the second, but I will say that as far as a partnership, it's difficult because as an artist, you know, whatever project we decide to do, I'm going to make it the best that I can do. And it's humanly possible. And that's where some of the hours were. I'll tuck hours in. And so it gets a little weird only in that I want it to be the best. At the same time, with clients, you know, is there scope creep? It's based on perspective. So it's kind of nice to have all those numbers happy up front with the client. And that's what's kind of nice for a negotiated price. One of the things that we are looking at for a job is to be a mid-sized company or a municipality's outsourced video department. We are looking for a good home right now because we think that's the best place where we can be effective for an organization or a municipality that has a lot of work, a lot of messaging, but they don't want to spend the resources on the equipment as well as a new department and the personnel and all that entails in creating media. When you can just send it off to EMG, we can set up a contract and you know, when you need something, you give us a call and we do it and it's great.
So are you thinking kind of like an in-house type thing or?
I'd like to have it to be like what I'd like to say is an outsourced in-house video department, that we are your video department, but we're stationed here in our studio. And of course we come to you, we film there, but all the post-production is still done at our studio. But for an organization to just farm that out, I think it's brilliant as far as because the equipment, not just the personnel, but just the gear, that just the knowledge that Joe has as an engineer, it's hard to keep all the pieces running smoothly. And it takes a lot of effort. And I don't think people really think that goes into that part of what we do, but it's daily maintenance. It's tech.
Oh, well, yeah. You have more than one PC up and running and software and everything else you got to keep going too.
So it's a lot.
Just a quick bit of geek talk. Cause I'm sorry.
So I can see why a company wouldn't want to invest. We've already made the investment.
That's right.
We have the experience. We've made the investment and it makes sense. Financial sense.
Yeah. We have redundant workstations with 24 terabytes of high speed SAS storage on both.
Tell me the specs again.
We have two redundant workstations with 24 terabyte SAS arrays on both.
Nice. Are they RAID 5 or what are they?
RAID 5.
Nice. Hot swappable, I assume?
Oh yeah, hot swappable.
Okay. So tell me, I'm assuming, is that your media asset management, your archiving?
Yes, it is. Well, no, actually it isn't. But those are the hot drives that are, you know, are online storage, if you will, as opposed to nearline storage. I also have a bunch of, I have two of these. They're sort of disk boxes that you can swap 4 disks at a time. I RAID 5 of them, and I back everything up to them. There's always at least both workstations have all the media we have on them, and we have probably at least 3 backups of everything that we need to do all the time. And I have about 120 terabytes of disk storage sitting in the closet right now that I rotate around.
You cannot be paranoid enough.
I agree. Now, are you guys backing up to the cloud too?
No, not the cloud. You know, I'm being told that I need to put, you know, everyone's saying, oh, it's more secure. It's like, well, I'm old school. I don't believe in it, but I will eventually adapt. Right now, I mean, the only thing that we're not doing in the hierarchy of disaster prevention is I don't have my stuff offsite. You're supposed to have a copy, another copy, and a copy offsite to be theoretically safe. And you really aren't. The only time you're safe with disk drives is lots and lots of copies. That's it. Because they will all fit at some point, in my opinion.
And the other problem with backing up to the cloud is the problem I have anyway is where I'm located, my internet connection, right? I mean, I've got a 40 meg down and a 2 meg up. For me to put up a 4K video would take 3 weeks just to upload it. So
when we first started in the business, we started getting into what's now called After Effects by Adobe, but it was a thing called COSA, Company of Scientists and Artists. Anyway, it's a compositing program. And we'd start putting stuff together and we'd go, this is going to be really great. We make this little postage stamp draft up to take a look at it. And we press go and it would say about a week. it was like, oh. And now, of course, we've Shauna works on stuff in near real time in 4K. So
I barely have enough time to get to have a cup of coffee and my render's done. And yeah. I will tell you, it wasn't that way.
Yeah, back in the day, it's like I have to take a break. It's rendering.
I had a cot in the studio, and if we had a client in the next morning, say for example, we had a bunch of animation to render, you know, I would be up all night, you know, perfecting that. And then you'd have it to render, and it would render at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you'd wake up, it would render. You'd look. And make any changes before your 8 o'clock or your 9 o'clock meeting. But that was common.
Yeah. Well, and it is amazing what you can do with the hardware updates in the past few years. And speaking of which, I do see, Joe, you're also a certified drone pilot. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So you guys run drones right now if the customer needs. Is that correct too?
Yeah, we can add drone footage. We have a couple of different ways of doing that. I'm going to be real frank here. Drone footage has not been like as big a deal as we were really hoping it would be. It adds a little bit of sizzle to your video, a little bit of an establishing shot. It can give you some kind of unique visuals, you know.
Lift.
Yeah, but it's not enough of my video production to be something that I'm going to ever be really good at. I'll be honest with you, when I do that stuff, it scares me. I have a lot of respect for it. We do work with a couple of Air Force pilots who also have their licenses, so they're a good backup.
Nice.
So yes, we are a drone facility.
Yes,
we are. But as an editor, I'm like, oh my God.
I'm sorry. You're right. Yes, we are a drone facility and we're very good at it. We enjoy it. It adds a lot to the video when you can add an establishing shot of a facility or a gathering or something like that.
Well, it gives the viewer a different perspective. That's what I really enjoy about it. And nowadays they're making the drones so automated that you can hit a couple buttons and it will do your droney for you, if you will, or whatever, and give you that cinematic feel to it, which helps. So it's not left up to the operator to control it in a manner that is smooth enough to put into a 4K video. That's what I like about the new drone stuff nowadays. So
there's a new one that's out now and it's not quite in full production that basically has sensors on the front, the bottom, the back. I think it's shooting 4 different 4K cameras. I think it's called the Autel, AUTEL.
Yes.
And it's an American made one, and it's got tons of artificial intelligence fly around stuff. So, honestly, I usually fly my stuff on manual because I'm just not a very trusting individual.
What I'd like to say is that while adding drone footage to your video is often essential, especially if you have property,
real estate,
that sort of thing.
A facility.
If you're highlighting a reservoir, that sort of thing. Yet at the same time, I love the drone, but what really gets me excited as far as telling a good story and making it personable is Joe has a fantastic gimbal.
Yeah, I've got a full-size three-axis gimbal.
That's cool, Nate. That's a cool way to capture video.
Right. And it's we put a nice format camera on with a super wide lens. I've got a 7x14mm lens it's one of the best in the world. And it's such a wide open feeling. It feels like you're flying. And the way the thing does pans and Don Juans and those kind of camera moves, it's very physical. I'll put it that way.
I need a show and tell next time I come there because you're my type of people. I want to go on vacation sometime, man. Because whenever I go on vacation, my wife just turns a blind eye because usually I have a big backpack on with my full frame digital SLR. And then I've got I've went to a full three-axis gimbal for my cell phone now. I absolutely love it. But my family thinks I'm crazy because I'm walking around with this fairly sizable piece of equipment as we're walking around any park or something like that. But I've got this gimbal. Why not? My cell phone can shoot 4K video nowadays for that quick capture.
That Steadicam, you get Steadicam results. So don't tell the Steadicam operators that. But you get that nice floaty feeling where you can walk in a scene and you pull your viewers into the activity, especially if you make it a medium shot. It's a great effect.
These days, this latest generation of the GoPro point of view type cameras, they all have image stabilization and gimbals built internally. You'll see that in cell phones in the next couple of iterations too. That'll be the standard, that's all devices will have gimbals.
It is amazing what you can do nowadays. I mean, even I rock the new Samsung phones, usually the new Notes, and the new Samsung S20 Ultra, that thing is phenomenal. I mean, you can zoom in. It'll
50 pixel camera and all kinds of stuff.
108 pixel.
Wow. That's nuts.
Now, megapixel is not everything, right? We all know that. It's sensor size and everything else. But in the cell phone market, there is no better camera out there right now.
Right.
So, okay, well, you know, how do people get in touch with you guys? Tell me that. Tell me what your guys' website address is and stuff like that. Let's try to get you some customers out there. So how can people get in touch with Elite Media Group?
You can find us on the web at elitemediagroup.tv.
As in television.
Very important.
You can call me anytime at area code. You can call Bill Preet anytime at 719-332-2094. Right.
Connect with Joe on LinkedIn.
Yeah, connect with me on LinkedIn. Go ahead.
And we have a great Instagram account.
Yep.
And you can take a look at some of our work there and see if you like what you'll see. You can give us a call.
Yeah, we've got a big gallery page. Probably, I don't know, on my gallery page, probably about 100 videos. Probably more like 30. We cut them down. But we have several hundred videos on YouTube and on Vimeo. And there's lots of places to see what we do and see if what we do is what you want.
We provided training. We provided, you know, cool, crazy sports videos. We work with law enforcement. We work with health professionals. I have the federal government acronym list in front of me. We are ready to work with you.
What else do you want to tell the people? I mean, is there anything else out there other than it looks like you guys, you know, you're looking for municipalities, maybe bring you on full time. And that'd be awesome if we could get you guys something like that. But
love that.
You know, one of the things that, you know, when we met you, we had just started exploring the opportunities and potential of what's going on here in Colorado Springs with the space military and defense industries. And we would love to work with a small and upcoming subprime who's working for a big prime or maybe directly for the DOD, who's got some widget or something that they need constant visibility of. I mean, people need to be hearing about this new amazing thing they do, and they need constant stuff for their Twitter account, for their Instagram account, you know, all that kind of daily messaging. We can really help a company with that kind of stuff.
Short videos that sell their products and share their mission, as well as a few minute promotional video that they can put on their website. If you are a company, if you have a website, if you don't have a great video on it, you need to. It will help your SEO. And we can do that.
Well, guys, I appreciate you guys coming on the show today. And, you know, every time I'm out and about, I'm always telling people about EMG, letting them know, hey, because we get so many comments on our logo, and wanted to know where we got it from. So we're always trying to push your guys' information out there. So for those of you guys that are listening, if you guys need any type of media done, call these guys. Call them now. I'm sure they're busy, but I bet that they can work in time for a new project as well. So with that, I want to say thank you guys again for helping out the Smalls and coming on the podcast. So I appreciate it, guys.
Nate, we think the world of the Smalls, and we appreciate what you and Dennis do for all of us. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, and thanks for your patience. I'm a lot better behind the camera or a mic than in front of it.
Joe's good looking.
Johnny's better looking.
Well, with that, I'm just going to say thanks, and we will talk to you guys another time. So thanks, everybody, for listening to this week's episode. Next week, we'll be coming at you with a new episode.
Tune in.
Reach the end of another episode of the Smalls Podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you soon at the next episode.